starting again this week with news on the Pico balloons. ZS1ERZ-12, that was launched on 16 August 2025, is still travelling over the Southern Ocean around Antarctica. The last reported position at the time of writing, on 27 December 2025, was south of New Zealand, midway between New Zealand and Antarctica. The balloon is on what we believe to be its 11th trip around the Southern Hemisphere. ZS1ERZ-13, that was launched on 7 December 2025, was last heard on 18 December, and no further spots have been recorded. ZS6SRC-83 on channel 531 with a 20-meter whisper beacon was successfully launched late afternoon on 22/12/2025 and last heard on 26/12 to the east of Australia. Currently on a trajectory that should take it past the north of New Zealand. We are waiting for the launch of another two Pico balloons between 28 and 30 December from Bloemfontein, if the weather allows. Both balloons will transmit on 10-meter whisper mode on channel 120 and channel 163. Johan ZS1 India has posted part 1 of an interesting 6-meter magic band project in the Southern Cape. Johan is based in Wassail Bay, and his website, grhubnetwork.blogspot.com, has a lot of interesting topics that he writes about, and I have spent many hours reading and following some of the projects that Johan embarks on. Read part 1 of the 6-meter magic band project at grhubnetwork.blogspot.com/2025/12/the-ZS1I-6-meter-magic-band-project-in.html. Another amateur that I follow on a regular basis is Jason, KM4ACK, who has been doing a lot of work in the past on Raspberry Pis and has now migrated to and maintains 7.3 Linux, where he has written scripts that assist you to set up a fully operational Linux system on a laptop or a Raspberry Pi with all the software that you may need. There is also a script to install Vara on Linux. You can find 7.3 Linux at github.com/km4ack/73linux. Jason became a radio amateur as a result of his experience in an emergency situation that he was in, and he has been preparing since then and shares his experience on YouTube and via emails to folk who subscribe. I recently received the following advice in an email from Jason, KillerMike4AlphaCharlieKiller. Jason says, I've lost count of the number of times I've seen an operator get burned by an update. It's happened to me more than once as well, often enough that I finally adopted a new philosophy several years ago. The scenario is usually the same. A shiny new firmware or software update drops right before an event you're supporting or participating in. You install it, thinking you are being responsible, only to discover that something is broken. A feature no longer works. Menus have been rearranged or behavior has subtly changed. Suddenly, your radio, mesh-tastic device or computer is in a less than ideal state, and that's on a good day. To be fair to programmers, and I don't believe there's ever any malicious intent behind these updates. As a programmer myself, I know how easily things can slip through the cracks. No matter how much testing is done, there's always an edge case that wasn't anticipated. Which brings me back to the philosophy I adopted years ago, the 2-week freeze. For the 2 weeks leading up to an event, nothing, and I mean nothing, gets updated. No system updates, no software updates, no firmware updates. Don't touch the radios. Don't touch the computers. The only exception is programming a new frequency into a rig, and even then only if it's absolutely required for the event. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Thanks, Jason, Killer Mike 4 Alpha Charlie Killer, for those words of wisdom. This is so important for everyone setting up a portable field station for whatever reason. Maybe a contest, BOTA or HOTA activation, or even an event where HamNet operators are required. That is all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.